that was the aftermath. They've been around for a long time, too. They were going when I was a boy. Yeah, now they're good. They're good. The Tartan lads. Right. I have a request here from a lady. She heard the Scottish cowboy last week, and she said, "Please, Jock, can you play it again for me?" I've got a funny feeling what she's doing. Yes, her name's Ada of Gerringong. Okay, Ada, I brought it in for you, love, and I'm about to play that right now. This is Reg Lindsay. But remember Reg Lindsay, one of Australia's top cowboy singers, or country western singers, who's now retired, I believe. I don't know, he might be dead. It's that long since I've heard from him, about him. Anyway, this is Reg Lindsay singing The Country Piper.
Was howling on the moor above the mountain, and why? the dark rolling sea. When just about daybreak I met a young lassie, who asked me the road and the miles to Dundee. Says I, my young lassie, a canna will tell ye, for the road and the distance I canna will ye. But if you permit me to gang a wee bit, I'll show you the road and the miles to Dundee. Come with me across the sea, where my heart will always be, to a place that's calling me back to Bonnie Scotland, where the Highland air is clean, where the island lies serene, where there's purple heather seen, back in Bonnie Scotland. O'er the hills they are and chilly, just the sea, my bonnie Jeannie, just to get one of her smiles, I would walk 100 miles. I can never forget the day when I was in the West. I can never forget the time we had, I loved the best. Summer, winter, cold and thaw, my passion was the same. The road to Annan Tinny, I attracted me frae him. O'er the hills to Annan Tinny, just to see my bonnie Jeannie, just to get one of her smiles, I would walk 100 miles. I would walk 100 miles.
Yes, I would walk 100 miles. You know, just as I think I'm getting on top of this thing, get my wings, my pilot's license, I went and brought in my copybook. Ah, yeah, the phone hadn't stopped ringing, and I was in the middle of a conversation when that Reg Lindsay track finished. Sorry about that. But, you know, it's not Jock unless he does a mistake. Righto, what do you... As I said earlier, I have a bit of classical music I love you to hear. Many, many years ago, when I was a wee boy, yeah, I was a wee boy once, there was a tune written by Mendelssohn, and it was in the movies. It was John Payne was the buccaneer, yes, pirate, and this tune was in the background. It was called Fingal's Cave. Now, as the ship come round the headland, yeah, the tune would, and I thought it was fantastic. Then later on, I started to see it quite often, I hear it quite often, on the Heckle and Jekyll cartoons. We use them sometimes as background music as well. So I've got it here. It's a bit long, but it's a great tune. It was written by Mendelssohn when he was on a cruise. Yes, he used to go cruises way back in the 1700s. Him and Robbie Burns were sailing down the west coast of Scotland when they saw the Fingal's Cave. I think it's on the Isle of Staffa. I can't quite remember. But he never forgot the sound nor the sight. And about 12, 14 years later, Mendelssohn wrote a tune, and he remembered the waves, and so that's what he called it, Fingal's Cave, the Hebridean Overture. So sit back and enjoy it. It'll go for about 7-8 minutes, but you really love it. Well, how about that? I hope you enjoyed that. That was the Hebridean Overture, and the piece was Fingal's Cave. You can hear the tide rushing in there and the crash of the waves on the rocks, and that was exactly how Mendelssohn saw it, and that's the way he wrote it. Yep. Fingal's Cave from the Hebridean Overture, and you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brother, you courtesy of Radio UFM down here at South Nowra, broadcasting on 92.3 North, 99.7 South, and 104.5 Central. The host with the most on the coast, but also on the web, www.www.org.au. www.www.org.au. That's our email address. And if you want us on email, no, beg your pardon, our email address is www@shoalhaven.net.au. www.shoalhaven.net.au. And if you like the program, the Scottish program, it's also on the internet under electricscotland.com. There's 34 weeks of the Scottish program. Yeah, just lock onto it and go down to Scottish music from Australia. Right, let's have a little bit of dance music. That was John from Michael and his band, and here you come up with another one. Thank you. Yes, indeedy, that was John Carmichael and his Highland Band. The tunes were, or not the tunes, the dances were. The first one was the Reel of the 51st, and the second one was, well, you can actually call it an Aitsam Reel, yep. The Reel of the 51st, by the way, is a dance for men only. Yes, men only. During the World War II, like the guys had nothing to do in prisoner war camps, so they used to get up to all kinds of things. And this dance was originated in a prisoner war camp. They got all the guys to do it. And even to this day, you don't see many girls doing it. Well, you do now and again if they can't get the men, but it was made for men only. But like everything else, like the old days, that the Highland dancing was not meant for women. It was considered to be too rough for them. No, more than rough. Well, you had to be full of whiskey to do them, but they were just too hectic for ladies. So the ladies weren't allowed to do Highland dancing in the old days. However, that changed. The ladies took over, and they do the whole lot nowadays, and the men just don't stand a chance. But it's like that from birth, isn't it? And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland. Let's listen to some of the Scots women.
I'm a good-looking widow. They wonder you stare up and fallen already. As soon as you're there, I'm all for another. My heart it is sore, but I'll get number 5 in the morning. And you can, I'm good-looking, I'm handsome. No, I'm a widow, that's Nathan of all. And if somebody like would take me a walk, then I'll be his bride in the morning. And the first man I had was a tailor called John. He was a tough and a swell and a don. He'd a word on his neck, what he's corgied on that he used for a stud. In the morning, and you can, I'm good looking, I'm handsome and broad, and though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the Paw. And if somebody laddie would take me a walk, then I'll be his bride in the morning. And the next man I had was a baker to trade. He was a loafer, very low bred. I never met a man half safe under his bed, for he wouldn't rise in the morning. And you can, I'm good looking, and handsome and broad, and know I'm a widow, that's Nathan the Paw. And if somebody laddie would take me a walk, then I'll be his bride in the morning. Number 3, which was he? He was some fond of me, but mere fond of dram. Sir, married life didn't last very long, for he was still drunk in the morning. And you can, I'm good looking, and handsome and broad, and though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the Paw. And if somebody laddie would take me a walk, then I'll be his bride in the morning. He slept all day and the sun never with me. I was just as real single. I wish he would dee, then I'll get number 5 in the morning. And you can, I'm good looking, and handsome and broad, and know I'm a widow, that's Nathan the Paw. And if somebody laddie would take me a walk, then I'll be his bride in the morning.
Well, how about that, eh? You reckon we should have another one? Yeah, why not?
Thank you.
Years would bring, oh, port of toil and pain. Some way flowers have left their wings, dark shadows are o'er lot. Sin like twa cushions all aglow.
Yes, times of war, all the time. Yes, that times of war was sung by Alison McMorland. And before that we had The Good-Looking Widow. That was sung by all the girls in the chorus. And Alison, Elspeth, Heather, Maureen, Gordiana, Brian. Well, Brian, he's ringing. Andy and Duncan. Another two. They're the musicians, by the way. Yes, that's from a CD from Green Tracks, who supply us with CDs every so often. Scots Women is called The Celtic Connection, 2001. All right, it is now 25 degrees Celsius on the wall there, so it has got a wee bit hotter since I've come in. But I hope it's not too hot when I go out. I go and have my coffee down at Berry, and I hope Wayne has got my upside down cake. Oh, lovely! Yes, we have every Thursday we have coffee, and we take turns about surprising each other with cake, and he's always surprised us with yesterday's cake or last week's cake. But I think he's going to get a fresh one today, maybe, perhaps. And then from there I go down to the Grapefruit Cafe to say hello to all the gang there. They're one of our sponsors, and we thank them all for that. We thank for all our sponsors for helping us keep this radio station going. Righto, here's some music that I'm sure you all need. Yes, it's the Star Accordion Band with Inspirational Favorites. Now, do you feel that doing you good, huh? Well, here's another one that'll make you feel better. Thank you. all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. I can remember that. That was the first hymn I ever learned, and I was only about 8 years old. Oh, what a memory, what a memory. Yeah, I felt that music doing you a lot good. That was the Star Accordion Band from a CD called Inspirational Favourites.